AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As the search enters its second week, a message for two escaped murderers from state police.
We're coming for you, and we will not stop until you are caught.
Hundreds of police have fanned out over a rural area in upstate New York looking for the escaped convicts. Meantime, a prison worker has been charged with helping them break out.
The defendant is charged here with two offenses, including misdemeanor criminal facilitation in the fourth degree and felony promoting prison contraband in the first degree.
Joyce Mitchell was ordered held on $100,000 bail. Another half dozen Guantanamo Bay terrorism suspects have been released in the latest transfer out of the U.S. prison. Our Shirley Smith has more.
The 11 detainees transferred so far this year have all been from Yemen. 43 of the 51 remaining detainees who have been approved for transfer are also from Yemen. The Obama administration won't send them home due to instability there and has been looking for other nations willing to accept them.
At least 20 police officers have been killed in Afghanistan in a militant ambush. The Taliban claimed responsibility for those attacks. The personal information of millions of U.S. government workers has been hacked. Our Sagar Magani tells us the targets were people who had gone through security clearances.
As of last year, nearly 3 million people had been investigated for a security clearance, including those working for the CIA, NSA, and military special operations commands. They have to fill out what's known as Standard Form 86, requiring deeply personal information. U.S. officials say it appears hackers linked to China somehow accessed the security clearance database.
And this is the second security breach in a week that's been announced by the government. One person is dead following a shooting in a food court at a shopping mall in Iowa. A suspect is in custody. It's not clear yet what sparked that shooting. This is AP Radio News. A job retraining measure has been rejected by House Democrats as they tried to slow down a trade measure promoted by President Obama.
While the fast-track trade legislation was narrowly approved, House Democrats voted by better than 3-1 against a job retraining program. Under the rules that the GOP had set up for this vote, both had to pass for the trade package to win approval. So for now, it's not going anywhere, though House GOP leaders who worked with the administration indicate they could try again as soon as next week, though they would need to shift a lot of votes to prevail.
That's our Jerry Boatlander on Capitol Hill. It's a weekend of campaigning and fundraising for presidential candidates. What's being billed as a major rally will be held in New York for Hillary Clinton Saturday. She's expected to lay out her vision for the nation's middle class. In Utah, GOP presidential hopefuls are making pitches to major party donors at an event put together by former GOP nominee Mitt Romney. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.